All right, and this here, this is not a news outlet that I am entirely familiar with. All right, so it's this news outlet, it's they're calling themselves Times Leader. All right, so it's a little interesting something or other right here. So a source, all right, which means unnamed source, and they say that a suspended officer had a little trouble. All right, let's take a look here. So we're in Wilkes-Barre, and anytime a law enforcement officer is behind bars, it creates challenges for prison staff. All right, let's take a look here, but I tell you what. Now, in the case of a suspended Ashley police officer, Mark Eric Icker. Man, that name is familiar. I'll have to look that up. I swear to fuck we covered someone named Icker before. Might not be the same one. His stay in the Luzon County Corrections Facility has resulted in an added hurdle for protecting his food. A source inside the prison told the Times Leader that Icker's meals are being handled exclusively by staff after he complained that inmates mixed feces and other contaminants into his food. The inmates who have demonstrated good behavior are allowed to perform tasks within the facility, including delivering meals, washing shower facilities, cutting grass, and painting. Icker's attorney, Bernard J. Brown, said on Friday that he was aware of the claims and that, quote, I consider it to be a non-issue, end quote. Your blue life doesn't matter. County Correctional Services Division, the head of that, Mark Rakovich, confirmed on Friday only that Mr. Icker is in protective custody, which is typical for incarcerated policy overseers, and declined to discuss any other specifics about Icker's incarceration, citing confidentiality requirements and security concerns. Quote from Rakovich, we are doing everything we can to ensure his safety while he is in our custody, as we would with any inmate. End quote. Mr. Icker is a 29-year-old individual and was incarcerated last month after being accused of coercing two women into oral... Oh, we fucking did cover this guy. This is an update. Yeah, this is the one where I remember saying it because the way he asked him those fucked up questions, he's establishing false consent. That's this motherfucker. Uh-huh. We have an update. He's a little duty mouth now. Uh-huh, you rapist fuck. Fuck you. all right, check it out. So he's incarcerated last month after being accused of coercing two women into oral sex in exchange for leniency in traffic stops. He was facing a $1 million bail, which was initially lowered to $100,000 by one judge on Friday. Hours later, Mr. Icker was hit with new charges in connection with allegations by a third motherfucking victim, and bail is denied in that case. Ha, 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 you rapist piece of fuck. Eat shit, literally. WineCellarMedia.com.